Sundays, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. U.S. Speaker Mike Johnson is defending the Republican budget reconciliation bill sent to the U.S. Senate, where it faces an uncertain future, he tells CNN.
This is the largest cut in spending in at least 30 years and arguably of all time. We're cutting over $1.5 trillion in federal spending while we check all the boxes and bring about a pro-growth economy.
The director of the U.N. World Food Program tells CBS's Face the Nation, relief is getting into war-torn Gaza, but it's not enough.
What I do know for a fact is that we need food to get into Gaza to avoid an utter catastrophe.
There are travel bargains this Memorial Day weekend. CBS's Ali Bauman reports.
Airfare prices are down about 8% compared to last year. Also fueling the discounts is the drop in foreign tourists visiting the U.S. International visits were down 14% in March.
CBS News Brief, I'm Heather Bosch.
Hi, this is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Join us each Monday morning at the top of the 10 o'clock hour for tips, tricks, and a whole lot of fun. The Kitchen's Open, only on WFHR.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. A group of Pierce County residents is pushing back against the expansion of Ridge Breeze Dairy. It would quadruple in size. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
Local business owner Larry Brenner says his home, land, and business is about a mile below the hill the dairy sits on. He says that makes him and tributaries like the Rush River that runs next to his property especially vulnerable to things like manure runoff and accidents.
That river is where my grandpa's land flowed through. So the fact that I now have a piece of that river flowing through my property, it's very special. And boy, it's threatened.
Brenner says the expansion could result in almost 80 million gallons of untreated manure annually, potentially affecting water sources and causing increased odor issues and noise from hundreds of manure trucks. Janelle Ludwig Krause with Grassroots Organizing Western Wisconsin lives about 20 minutes from Ridge Breeze. Krause's mother has terminal cancer, and she lost her brother to depression 8 years ago. She said when she learned that these conditions could be caused by exposure to carcinogens, like those used to treat manure, she was horrified.
Manure contains large amounts of nitrogen, which is a probable carcinogen. The odors that come from the manure can increase anxiety and depression, and this really hit me close to home.
Grow Wisconsin says they expect the expansion will be paused until the contested case hearing is resolved. In the meantime, they will continue to work with local communities to get more operations ordinances passed to help better regulate the agribusiness. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
The Brewers come up short. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it was a pitcher's duel in Pittsburgh. The Pirates' Mitch Keller against the Brewers' Quinn Priester, the 24-year-old right-hander from Glendale Heights, Illinois. The game tied at one apiece, so why did manager Pat Murphy pull Priester in the sixth inning and replace him with Tyler Alexander?
You'll see on the injury report he's got a blister on his right finger that he was nursing since the fourth inning, but he was fine. He threw the ball good. Blister was getting bad there in the last inning, and we didn't want to risk that being the difference. So we felt like we're all unanimous. We felt like Alexander could get the bottom of the order. And even if he had to pitch to Cruz, he could make a pitch.
But instead, the Pirates' big O'Neill Cruz knocked one deep to right center field, a triple that drove in the go-ahead run. Pirates winning 2-1. That four-game series wrapping up today. We'll have an update tonight. Tomorrow, the Brewers are back at home against the Boston Red Sox on Memorial Day. And Packers quarterback Jordan Love will be there to throw out the first pitch. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies on tap for your Sunday. Light winds and highs in the upper 60s. Tonight, mostly clear skies, not quite as chilly as what we've experienced Sunday morning. Temperatures in the lower 40s. On Memorial Day, mostly sunny, upper 60s. It's 57 at our studios.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
In Flanders Fields is one of the most notable poems written during World War I, perhaps even the most famous war poem of all time. Canadian physician and Lieutenant Colonel John McCrae wrote it on 3rd May of 1915, after he witnessed the death of his friend, Lieutenant Alex Helmer, 22 years old, the day before.
In Flanders Fields, the poppies blow, between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place, and in the sky, the larks still bravely singing, fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders Fields. Sick up our quarrel with the foe, to you from failing hands we throw, the torch be yours to hold it high, if ye break faith with us who die. We shall not sleep, though poppies grow, in Flanders Fields.
In Flanders Fields was first published in December 1915. Within months, the poem came to symbolize the sacrifices of all those who were fighting for in the First World War. Today, the poem continues to be part of the memorial ceremonies around the world.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Todd Alba will be here to break down all the news of the weekend. Kathy Giorgio, whose book has been banned in Waukesha, will join us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Big news. Find new lower prices at Amazon Fresh, every aisle, every day. Plus, Prime members get free delivery on your first three online orders now through June 30th. Terms apply. Click or tap the banner to shop online at Amazon Fresh.
The music of the stars for this Memorial Day weekend. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network. Around the world at civicmedia.us. Good morning. Tony Bennett next up. Songs about memory and remembering. The music of the stars.
Once upon a time, a girl with moonlight in her eyes put her hand in mine and said she loved me so. But that was once upon a time, very long ago. Once upon a time, we sat beneath a willow tree, counting all the stars and waiting for the dawn. But that was once upon a time. Now the tree is gone. How the breeze ruffled up her hair. How we always laughed as though tomorrow wasn't there. We were young and didn't have a care. Where did it go? Once upon a time, the world was sweeter than we knew. Everything was ours. How happy we were then.
But somehow once upon a time never comes again.
I remember the house where I was born, the little window where the sun came peeping in at morn. He never came a wink too soon, nor brought too long a day. But now, I often wish the night had borne my breath away. I remember, the roses red and white, the violets and the lily cups, those flowers made of light. The lilacs where the robin built, and where my brother set the labor nun on his birthday, the tree is living yet. I remember, where I used to swing, and thought the air must rush as fresh to swallows on the wing. My spirit flew in feathers then, that is so heavy now, and summer pools could hardly cool the fever on my brow. I remember, the fir trees dark and high. I used to think their slender tops were close against the sky. It was a childish ignorance, but now 'tis little joy to know I'm farther off from heaven than when I was a boy.
Jordan Harling. Tony Bennett once again.
I knew a boy, a little boy, a long, long time ago. His eyes were bright, his step was light, his heart was all aglow. And though his world was young and gay, a magic carousel, and all the happy games he'd play, I still recall so well. There came a time we said goodbye. We've been apart since then, and no one knows as well as I. He won't be back again. And though I search around the world until eternity, I'll never find that little boy, that boy
Sinatra. This has never been released.
I fell in love with you one September. Between the ashes and the burning but I fell in love with you. Remember. If the phone forgets to ring this evening, and I'm left dazed and gazing at the ceiling, try to understand. Cause I'm still in love with you. Remember. I've loved enough to know, with or without a reason in hand, oh, there is no doubt, I've loved enough to know, to be sure. I've loved enough to know the season's gone. There is no doubt, the season has gone. Since I was young and so secure, I wrote to you of romance made in heaven. My words were touched with guilt, my sentences uneven. I love it. It's a fine song. Thank you.
The Music of the Stars. For this Memorial Day weekend. Les Brown, the band of renown, Edie Gourmet.
This lovely day will lengthen into evening. We'll sigh goodbye to all we've ever had. Alone where we have walked together, I'll remember April and be glad. I'll be content.
That's Kevin Kern at the keyboard. He wrote that. It's called A Time Remembered. Since You Went Away was a great World War II type movie, and Claudette Colbert was never better. Buddy DeSilva, Lou Brown, Ray Henderson put a tune together, featured in that Selznick production. Here it is with Guy Lombardo. I rarely play his orchestra, but this is a classic, especially for the weekend.
In 1944, Since You Went Away. It's the story of a woman and her children struggling to pick up the pieces of their lives during the Second World War. Based on a novel by Margaret Buell Wilder, written as letters from a wife to her husband, Selznick initially brought Wilder to Hollywood to adapt her novel into a screenplay. That was before Selznick convinced himself he could write it better, so he took over and denied Wilder credit. Selznick's decision extended production by 5 months. He hoped Since You Went Away would rival his back-to-back Oscar-winning best pictures, Gone with the Wind from 1939, Rebecca from 1940. Lofty goals. Selznick controlled nearly every aspect of production, even debating whether he should direct the picture himself. Ultimately, he left that job for veteran filmmaker John Cromwell, whose son James, who played Logan Roy's brother on HBO's Succession, is one of the best character actors of his generation. Selznick positioned Since You Went Away as having, quote, the most distinguished cast of stars in screen history. He handpicked Claudette Colbert, Shirley Temple, Hattie McDaniel, Joseph Cotten, and Agnes Moorehead, among others. Then, to play the oldest daughter, Selznick chose Jennifer Jones, his protege and muse, whom he had begun having an affair with during the production of their previous film together, the 1943 drama The Song of Bernadette.
We stroll the lane together, let the rain together. Sang love's refrain together, and we'd both pretend it would never end. One day we cried together, cast love aside together. You're gone from me, but in my memory we always will be together.
That's Frank with Gordon Jenkins. Here's Norman Luboff.
We stroll the lane together, laughed at the rain together, sang
together. See the tree, how big it's grown. But friend, it hasn't been too long. It wasn't big. I laughed at her and she got mad. The first day that she planted it was just a twig. Then the first snow came and she ran out to brush the snow away so it wouldn't die. Came running in, all excited, slipped and almost hurt herself, and I laughed till I cried. She was always young at heart, kinda dumb and kinda smart, and I loved her so. And I surprised her with a puppy, kept me up all Christmas Eve 2 years ago. And it would sure embarrass her when I came in from working late, 'cause I would know that she'd been sitting there and crying over some sad and silly late, late show. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. She wrecked the car and she was sad and so afraid that I'd be mad, but what the heck. Though I pretended hard to be, guess you could say she saw through me and hugged my neck. I came home unexpectedly and caught her crying needlessly in the middle of the day. And it was in the early spring when flowers bloom and robins sing, she went away. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. One day while I was not at home, while she was there and all alone, the angels came. Now all I have is memories of honey, and I wake up nights and call her name. Now my life's an empty stage where honey lived and honey played and love grew up. And a small cloud passes overhead and cries down on the flower bed that honey loved. And see the tree, how big it's grown. But friend, it hasn't been too long. It wasn't big. And I laughed at her and she got mad. The first day that she planted it was just a twig.
That end, that of sad brave men inventing worlds he'd never know.
Of the stars, here's Barry Manilow.
Even now, when there's someone else who cares, when there's someone home who's waiting just for me, Even now I think about you as I'm climbing up the stairs, and I wonder what to do so she won't see that even now. When I know it wasn't right, and I found a better life than what we had, even now I wake up crying in the middle.
Well, we lost the signal on that. I'll have that back again. Nice tune. Here's Jack Jones.
Your sweet expression, the smile you gave me, the way you looked when we met. It's easy to remember, but so hard to forget. I hear you whisper, I'll always love you. I know it's over, and yet. It's easy to remember, but so hard to forget. So I must dream to have your hand caress me, fingers press me tight. I'd rather dream than have that lonely feeling stealing through the night. Each little moment is clear before me, although it brings me regret. It's easy to remember and so hard to forget. So I must dream to have your hand caress me, fingers press me tight. I'd rather dream than have that lonely feeling stealing through the night. Each little moment is clear before me, although it brings me regrets. It's easy to remember and so hard to forget. It's easy to remember and so hard to forget. It's easy to remember and so hard to forget.
Jack Jones always at the top of his game. Robert Goulet.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game that we know as love. You have words with her, and your future's looking dim, but these things your heart can rise above. Once in a while she won't call, but it's all in the game. Soon she'll be there at your side with a sweet bouquet, and she'll kiss your lips and caress your waiting fingertips, and your
thank you. Good morning, everybody. Wausau WXCO joins us from 9 till noon. Welcome, everybody. The music of the stars all over the world, civicmedia.us. Join us on Facebook. At Wausau, you can join us from 7 o'clock on, every Sunday at civicmedia.us.
Once in a while, she won't call, but it's all in the game. Soon she'll be there at your side with a sweet bouquet. And she'll kiss your lips and caress your waiting fingertips.
To the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high. We have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Pork Chop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small town barber shop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed on the flyleaf. For I will work, I will save. In America's cities and towns today, flags will be placed on graves and cemeteries. Public officials will speak of the sacrifice and the valor of those whose memory we honor. I have no illusions about what little I can add now to the silent testimony of those who gave their lives willingly for their country. Words are even more feeble on this Memorial Day, for the sight before us is that of a strong and good nation that stands in silence and remembers those who were loved and who, in return, loved their countrymen enough to die for them. Yet we must try to honor them, not for their sakes alone, but for our own. And if words cannot repay the debt we owe these men, surely with our actions, we must strive to keep faith with them and with a vision that led them to battle and a final sacrifice.
In 1917, many of our young men went to Europe not to travel, but to fight. The freedom of the world was being threatened. Woodrow Wilson said, "I would rather belong to a poor nation that was free than to a rich nation that had ceased to be in love with liberty. We honored our commitment to the cause of liberty by giving up our sons. Many of them fell in foreign battlefields next to the brave soldiers of other lands. A poem by John McCrae has come to symbolize more than any other the meaning of their sacrifice.
This is Vincent Price, The Music of the Stars.
In Flanders fields, the poppies blow between the crosses row on row that mark our place. And in the sky, the larks still bravely singing fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago, we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved. And now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you, from failing hands, we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders fields.
I'll walk alone, because to tell you the truth, I'll be lonely. I don't mind being lonely when my heart tells me you are lonely too. I'll walk alone, they'll ask me why, and I'll tell them I'd rather. There are dreams I must gather, dreams we fashioned the night you held me tight. I'll always be near you wherever you are each night. In every prayer, if you call, I'll hear you. No matter how far, just close your eyes and I'll be there. Please walk alone and send your love and your kisses to guide me till you're walking beside me. I'll walk alone.
Eastwood.
Thank you.
Music of the Stars. Stand by for news and weather next. And we'll be right back with the Music of the Stars. Clint Eastwood at the keyboard.
Hello, fellas. We would like for you now.
I walk alone because, to tell you the truth, I am lonely. I don't mind being lonely when my heart tells me you are lonely too. I'll walk alone. They'll ask me why.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Russia pounded Ukraine's capital in a massive drone and missile attack overnight. The BBC's James Waterhouse is in Kyiv.
The explosions could be felt in this central part of the city. You could see drones being intercepted in the sky.
At least a dozen deaths. Israel is again allowing a trickle of aid into war-torn Gaza, but the director of the UN World Food Program tells CBS's Face the Nation it's not enough and other nations need to act.
We can't be allowed to sit back and watch these people starve to death with no outside diplomatic influence to help us.
President Trump delivers the commencement address at West Point.
West Point cadets don't just have the brightest minds, you also have the bravest hearts and the noblest souls. You're amazing people.
Wearing a red Make America Great Again hat, the president congratulated the 1,002 graduating cadets on their accomplishments. He also told them he rebuilt the Army and the military. CBS News Brief, I'm Heather Bosch.
James.